In 1925, magazine publisher Hugo Gernsback created the Isolator, a bizarre-looking helmet for people who need to concentrate properly. Its first version was made using wood and felt. But Gernsback wasn't satisfied since it didn't block all the external sounds as well as he had hoped. Then, he redesigned the device, removing the wood and adding glass so users could see through it. But a problem emerged. The helmet could only be worn for about 15 minutes at a time before the user became drowsy. 38 years later, Gernsback presented the Tell-Eye Glasses, a handy pocket-sized portable TV set. You might find them funny-looking, but to be honest, today's VR goggles are only slightly less geeky. The Tell-Eye Glasses weighed about 5 ounces and were built around small cathode ray tubes that ran on low voltage current from tiny batteries. The device had a separate screen for each eye, which meant it could display stereoscopic images, working pretty much like 3D glasses. Gernsback promised that users faced no danger of being electrocuted, but, well, people didn't take his word for granted. Meet the Beauty Micrometer, also known as the Beauty Calibrator. This 1930s technology definitely looks like a clockwork orange device, but it was actually designed to enhance people's beauty. The specialist placed this thing around a person's head, and the flexible metal strips helped calculate facial measurements with great precision. The inventor was particularly focused on two measurements. The heights of the nose and forehead should be the same, and the eyes should be separated by the width of one eye. If the beauty micrometer spotted an imperfection, they suggested using makeup to correct the situation. So this device was supposed to be a big deal for actresses and actors working in the movie industry, but it was a flop, and it definitely didn't become a nationwide craze. Sheet masks are all about aesthetics nowadays, but they were way more bizarre looking in the past. Take this ice mask created in the 40s by the legendary Max Factor Jr., who basically invented makeup for movie stars. He hoped that actresses would go to great lengths to get a mask like this to reduce facial puffiness, but that really never happened. Some people find those dimples around a smile to be the most charming and attractive thing ever. So, an inventor came up with the Dimple Maker back in 1936, which basically looks like some medieval dental equipment. The instructions were pretty simple. The user should stand in front of a mirror, smile to position the dimple maker correctly, and wear it 2 or 3 times a day for 5 minutes each time. The idea was to repeat the process until dimples appeared. But no surprises here, the thing couldn't really make dimples look better or create new ones. In fact, the Medical Association even stated that this device could bring you serious health issues instead of conventional beauty. Even the most experienced men can injure themselves by shaving from time to time. So, probably only the bravest would pay to use this mass shaving machine, which allowed barbers to shave a dozen men simultaneously. This device appeared in a pilot for a TV series in the 60s, but it was invented in the 19th century. Still, the commercial success was never meant to happen, as this machine would simply never adapt to different face shapes. Another dangerous invention was the shoe-fitting fluoroscope. When shopping for shoes, instead of the usual try-on routine, people would step onto this cool machine that uses X-rays to show a real-time moving image of your feet inside the shoes. It's like a high-tech way to make sure your kicks fit just right. It sounds pretty cool, but these machines were actually dangerous since they were blasting out a crazy amount of radiation. I mean, during a quick 20-second view, you'd get a dose way above safe levels. Even though the radiation was aimed at people's feet, a bunch of it would scatter around, exposing everyone nearby. So, salespeople who spent hours around these things were getting a whole year's worth of radiation in just 2 hours. There were reports of injuries, so this invention was finally banned in the 70s. If you've got 2 left feet, you can learn how to dance with YouTube videos, or call your partner to help you out by using these Siamese dancing shoes. This invention made its debut in a 1981 mail order catalog, intending to help couples stay in sync on the dance floor. But they were more likely to have you both tripping to the ground. Let me introduce you to the auto skates, an invention dating back to the 40s. The inventor used to kickstart the motorized roller skates as if firing up a lawnmower, and they could run up to 160 miles on a single gallon. But they had a little issue with the brakes, which could not break at all. So a co-pilot was necessary there. And by co-pilot, I mean someone brave enough to chill on a little stool behind the driver and help brake using their own feet. If someone needed to take their whole family for a spin, they could just hop on the Goofy Bike. This invention, unveiled in Chicago in 1939, was a bike for four people that also doubled as a mobile sewing station. When this quirky ride was parked, the sewing machine's legs kept the tall cycle from toppling over. But I wouldn't be so close to it, just in case. The auto skates and the Goofy Bike seem like relatively safe ways to get around compared to a barrel. In 1901, a school teacher named Annie Edson Taylor celebrated her 63rd birthday by taking a journey down Niagara Falls inside a 5-foot-high wooden pickle barrel. Following her daring feat, 15 copycats tried using the same device to conquer Niagara Falls, but not all of them succeeded. Nowadays, attempting such stunts is prohibited due to the significant risks involved, and the fine is approximately $10,000. Back in 1929, someone apparently thought that wood veneer sheets could be the next big thing in bathing suit materials. They were advertising a kind of DIY and recycling method, and one of the promotional videos featured a girl explaining how she crafted her outfit using leftover veneer from building a house. The funny thing is that they even claimed that, so far, none of the bathing suits had warped or cracked. But let's be real. The wood would need some serious waterproofing to pass the test of time. This invention didn't stick around for too long, probably because they didn't exactly win any awards for the most flattering design. About 10 years later, men were seen rocking periscope top hats in London. This clever invention gave short people a slight boost to peek over heads in large crowds. The images bounced from a mirror at the top of the hat down to another mirror right in front of the eyes through a hole in the brim. But while they seemed a great idea for parades and sporting events, they simply weren't practical in any other situation. Whether you're feeling lazy or tired, there's really no excuse to skip your piano practice, all thanks to this 1935 invention, the foldable piano. The instrument sits at the foot of the bed, and the keyboard can be pulled out like a drawer, bent over on hinges until it's at the right angle for the player's hands. Is it safe, though? All it takes is the piano not being totally secure, and bam, a disaster is about to happen. Let's say the well-being of kids wasn't exactly a top concern for the minds behind the Mercury Maze. This 1978 invention was a handheld game where kids were supposed to rotate it and tilt the puzzle to guide a silver blob of mercury along a path to the center of the maze. Yes, we're referring to the toxic and health hazardous mercury in a kid's toy. What could possibly go wrong?
That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.